From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora and good morning to Cam, coming down from Southbound Records.
Kia ora, how are ya?
Now, Southbound Records, for people that don't know, just up the road from BFM on Simon Street, right next door to T. White's Bikes.
That's us.
You've brought in an enormous box set.
A big old box set.
A couple of other LPs this morning. Should we pull up this track?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. This Kruder and Dorfmeister, the K&D Sessions.
It's an all-time classic, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. I actually heard someone say the other day, we were talking about this album, and they were saying that they didn't think they'd ever heard it. And I heard somewhere that if you've ever been in a trendy coffee shop,
you definitely would have heard it. It's when it came out, it was all across Tamaki Makaurau. It was just, you couldn't escape it.
Yeah, 98, I think it came out.
I have always wanted a copy.
Well, now could be the time. A 6LP copy has just come out. Audio file quality, really good quality. Comes with a whole bunch of extras as well.
This is the full box set package. It is a big, old, enormous box set.
Insane. 6 bonus tracks, a photo book, a poster, and I think it's got like a 32-page booklet in there as well. So that's probably explains part of the girth of this box set.
Yes.
We've also got a 3-disc...
CD.
Yeah, 3-CD version as well. It's kind of packaged like a vinyl.
It comes in an LP. I just thought it's like the classic, the OG, but it's actually... It's an LP cover, but it's got CDs inside.
Yeah, and this one's actually got 7 bonus tracks. So you get a little sprinkle of extra in there as well, because you don't get the big, I guess, all the additional fun of having it on vinyl.
Now, what can you tell us about the Kruder and Dorfmeister's K&D Sessions?
Well, it's classic. There was one released, I think, before this, one mix compilation that they had done before this. The name escapes me. But this one, 1998... just like such a classic set of remixes from them. Apparently afterwards they were approached by like numerous artists about doing remixes for them, and they just turned them straight away because they didn't want to, just they said they'd rather do nothing than do BS, is what they said.
Just
such a good compilation of mixes here. Just stuff that they both loved, that they had both done. Apparently they took like 2 weeks on each track, so you know they spent a bit of time on each one, and you can tell all of them sound great.
There's absolutely no denying the power of this compilation of remixes.
Absolutely. And this track we've got playing in the background right now, Speechless, also such a tune.
Okay, it's on the shelf at Southbound.
Yeah.
As of today.
Huge.
You're going to have to, like, I hope you've been saving your pocket money for this one, because a box set with a zillion LPs in it is probably going to be pretty pricey.
But definitely worth it. And I think this is going to be one of those things that once it's gone, it's gone, you know? 25th anniversary.
I don't even want to talk about the price. Let's just not talk about the price. Okay. Put on the credit card. Okay, what else have we got? What else have we got this morning?
This morning, we also got some JPEG Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
JPEG Mafia coming to Aotearoa next year February.
Power Station,
Power Station.
Yep. Is it sold out? Probably.
Probably at this point. I'd hope so. It should be. JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown, this album called Scaring the Hose.
Great cover.
Such a cool cover
Super blaxploitation.
Real 70s. Cool. Super 70s vibes. The music, not so much, but, you know, great. All produced, of course, by JPEG Mafia himself. He does a lot of his production by himself. It sounds super gritty, sounds very like, you know, it sounds like he produced it in the best way. Just such a like great collab from them as well. I think they'd collabed in the past. Danny Brown is just perfect for JPEG Mafia. I feel like they just are such chaotic energies, and combining those two, especially with JPEG Mafia's production, like super sample heavy, real all over the place. And Danny Brown is just, again, like really chaotic, super all over the place with his lyrics and his rap as well. So such a good collaboration. Really, really happy that we have a full album. And I think this is volume one, so they actually might do another one. They did an extended play, like a little extra three songs called the DLC, the Scaring the Hose DLC pack, I think. But this, yeah, I think this is just going to go down as one of those, you know, one of those classic albums that just sounds so specific to this time.
Mm-hmm. Shall we give it a spin?
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts Key is the track we've got here.
Pull this one down. Gonna mix into the other record here. Hot mix here on BFM Breakfast. You think you know me?
Get flushed in the blink. Try to dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think. I was chilling one time, this bang. Let the app now, I get what you think. Feel like Ezra when I'm on the scene. All these felonies they never seen. Got my cup like I'm Argentine. Like the second bitch, stay on my screen. I'm addicted to hating on me. Don't know what it takes, do not ever change. Just one time, big sick. All that money, get flushed in the blink. Try to dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think. All these crack is soft as a mink. Hunt to bottom and stay on my sink. Singing like 10 inches like a pill. I feel like I'm just one time, bitch, thing. All that money get flushed in the bank. Shut up, dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think. Look what my hairline is cane. Left and the right is the same. You bitches should form my like Vanity Kane. People scared to put in work. You won't take an L, so you take a name. I'm playing above the rim. I brought a gun to the game. I'm living life with no rules. You try to play foul, I'm shooting the tray. This year I triple my cars. I beat you with the pick with his aim. I'm living life in a flash. We got me the car, you answer my name. In this trip, think that I'm leading them. All that I need is just no way.
KO.
Make what to do look easy. Can't see me, they all get queasy. Moving out, not like George and Weezy. Think I see how back out, think about me. They cap it on me, but that is the lowercase. No, we're not licking up, we do not go away. They cannot breathe.
So clear the front, been throwing my elbow in the shit. They yummy like Velcro. All I need is a cell phone. I'ma get what I want. Living on Melrose for a little spare home. Then again in the month, trying to get the bread home. And I'm trying to get the bread home with my brother the stunt. Cut the facade, watch smell like me. Put in the job, get up out the me. Fuck in my ear, you don't know. You and the trip, stay with you. Bitch in my lifeline, ain't gon' wait for no right time. Just to get up and sprint. He in his right mind, he gon' sit.
JPEG Mafia with Danny Brown, Kingdom Hearts Key tune. On the shelf at Southbound.
It sure is. JPEG Mafia's new album as well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called I Lay Down My Life For You. That drops next week, the week after, very soon. So we can expect that also on the shelves very,
can you pre-order
soon.
It?
You can pre-order it.
Okay.
Southbound.co.nz.
Okay, nice.
Pre-order it up there. The next one we've brought on Blow Up Trio, Japanese rear groove from the Trio record Vaults from 1973 to 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool compilations, these Womono A to Z compilations. There's like five of them now, I think. There's like a disco one. Beautiful, beautiful cover art. It's like a motif that they all have, this cool cover art, and there are you can see them all there. There's like a different variants of all these cover arts.
Once again, very 70s vibe, Japanese groove, disco guide A to Z.
Yeah, super beautiful cover art. But yeah, this is this super cool compilation done by DJ Chin Tam, I think his name is.
Yeah, Chin Tam.
And he opened like a store in Shibuya in 2018. And he's kind of been digging through the Trio record label vaults for quite a while, compiling all this stuff that's like this really cool blend of this Japanese jazz funk thing that was going on through the 70s. It kind of just, I think jazz never really, I feel like around the world jazz kind of faded a little bit in that time towards the 80s, especially when there was that huge like synth pop thing going on in the 80s. Kind of fell off a little bit in the rest of the world, but in Japan it kind of just popped off, like
jazz funk
just like really took its place in that time. And you can definitely tell here on this compilation that like all of this stuff is just, you know, it's just gold, hidden gold from us, I guess. But yeah, he knew how to find it, and this stuff is fantastic. Trio, a really great label over there that all of this stuff came from.
And what tune are we going to play this morning?
This one's called Go Yojin by Kazushi Inamura.
どこかに流されちまうぜ。どこかに流されちまうぜ。どこかに流されちまうぜ。ご用心。
smooth sounds of Japan in the 80s.
Japanese jazz, funk.
On the shelf at Southbound, another. All of the records you brought in this morning all have great art and also have great songs on them.
Yeah, and again, all out in the store, on the shelf.
Yes, will people be able to see them on the wall? Are they making the out this week wall?
They will be on the little...
new release.
We're going to do a little BFM...
zone. From the crate. There we go.
From the crate, little zone.
All right. Hey, Cam from Southbound. Thank you for very much for making the trek in. Southbound, just up the road from 95 BFM, right next door to T. White's Bikes there. Great time of the year to get your bike serviced and pick up records.
That's it. Come on in. See us today.
All right. Cheers, Cam.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.